This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
Yeah, motherfuckers, that was Skilo. You know it. You fucking love it. You started singing along. You're going to be YouTubing the song later to fucking sing it. You know it, bitches. What's up? Thanks for tuning in to my mom's favorite podcast on HMBRadio.com. I said it right on the one shot. Barely thought about it. Oh, 20 podcasts in, and I finally stopped fucking up my intro. We're listening to Skilo because on today's show, you're going to hear me talking to the gentle giant of comedy. Jack Johnson, and we will be addressing his height because he's like 20 fucking feet tall. It's ridiculous. He's like fucking Groot in real life. It's pretty great. So we're going to talk about that. We'll probably talk about drugs and fucking movies, and you know what to expect from this podcast. Well, it's all pretty much been the same, right? Podcast after podcast. I'm pretty consistent with my babble.
It's very true, James. You certainly are. I'm excited to sit down and listen once again.
I'm sorry to ruin the magic for you people, but Will doesn't listen all the time. He gets up halfway through, goes, smokes a cigarette. I don't know if he rubs out. He could really like my voice. Maybe he likes it too much. I don't know. But he sits here every week and lets me do it. So we're going to do it. My mom's favorite podcast, HMBRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in and get ready to listen to me, Will, and the Mr. Jack Johnson. Leo, she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. It's like one of the first songs that's not strange music that I've used. I usually use strange music, but just for you, the gentle giant of comedy. That's fucking fantastic. Yeah, not a problem.
You want to turn his mic on, James?
Oh, I thought his mic. Say that again, Mr. Jack Johnson.
I said I appreciate it, sir.
Oh, my bad. I didn't turn your mic on. That was my fault.
Yeah.
You're one of you're like the second guest that that's brought the pre-podcast ritual materials, so thank you for that.
Very good. I was taught well.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty tasty, man. What was that?
I have no idea.
I believe it was marijuana.
Well, yeah, I mean, but like you don't get the names here.
Yeah, at least not in Lakeland at all.
No, no. I always try to get, I like to know what I'm medicating with. Just because I like to, you know, look it up sometimes, know the different effects, sativa, indica, you know, like, am I going up? Am I going down?
Yeah. Yeah. I just roll the dice.
Yeah. No, I'm a connoisseur, man. I prefer to know what's going on. I mean, I'm not going to turn it down unless somebody tells me it's dirt.
Oh, I would be a connoisseur, but you just can't in that city.
Oh, fair enough, man. Yeah. I just got some sour kush. And I just had some lavender diesel.
Lavender diesel? That?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds really fucking fancy.
Yeah, it was, obviously it's like a lavender kush and one strain of diesel mix hybrid.
Right before you get in a bath.
It was good for a bath. It's good for just about anything that you need to do sitting down. Will's starting to get the effects of, smoking weed. Eventually I'm going to break him down.
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe.
I'm afraid, but.
Yeah. You just got to dive in, man.
Well, I mean, I was a regular smoker for a long time, but I kind of decided that I needed to take a break. And just like a regular, you know, tolerance break, right? You take a few weeks off. And then it kind of went to, I'm actually being productive. And then I was like, I don't think I'm going to smoke pot anymore. And then, like, a year later, I tried to smoke pot, and I just had a panic attack. I looked in the mirror for too long, and that was it for me. I'm going to hang up my bowl and ride off into the sunset on the marijuana thing.
See that?
For a while, anyways.
I love looking at the mirror when I'm sewing. I'm like, hey, man.
Sunset.
You could be awesome. You're almost a handsome feller.
Thank you.
No, that's what I say to myself when I look in the mirror.
Oh, okay.
So you're almost. Me. No.
Almost?
No. Almost. I need to lose some weight. We talked about this on the last podcast with Nina and Amelia, how I used to be, or I'm in love with my former self, I think
right.
Is one way it was said. I used to be skinny, and I like in shape, and like I worked out and had like manual labor jobs for even a little bit. But like I'm like in love with how I used to look. Like, man, I used to be so attractive. Now I'm all just fucking pudgy. I don't know what to do with my hair.
You're not like really doughy. Like,
you're not really doughy.
By the way, how many times have you worn that shirt already in the week that you've had it?
Actually, only twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah. No.
I still haven't seen the movie yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No, that last time I saw you at a...
He's wearing a Deadpool shirt, by the way.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm wearing my Deadpool shirt I got with my loot crate last week.
It says tacos because he's so random. Says random things.
No, because he says tacos and chimichangas, man. That's Deadpool's favorite food is Mexican. Come on, man, get with the program. We've been over this shit.
I don't want to.
Quit assaulting my nerd sensibilities, you son of a bitch. You're a bully. So go. Sorry, go ahead, Jake. The last time I saw you.
At, what was it, Gutterballs?
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, that was a good show. Yeah, I just got... really wasted and put my wallet down somewhere right before Deadpool comes out. So,
oh,
yeah, I got fucked.
You have no, oh, that sucks. Yeah, I've already seen it twice. It's fucking amazing.
I'm just happy they put Colossus in something, like, fucking yeah. Finally.
Well, he was in, He was in, what was it, X-Men 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I mean, he was in there for, you know, all of 3 minutes or so. As they try to shoot him with darts and he fucking changes, ping, 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 and then he beats, like, you don't even see him hit the guy.
No. No, you see a wall.
Yeah, and then he was in Days of Future Past for a heartbeat or two.
Yeah, that just makes me sad.
Yeah, you just see him get killed a couple times. It's like, yay, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. Speaking of Marvel movies, I wanted to get political with you. Are you Team Cap or Team Iron Man?
Oh, I gotta go with Team Cap, man.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I gotta go, and it's not even so much, you know, my preference, cause I like Iron Man. Like, a little bit, I like his smart ass personality, I relate to it a little bit more. But it's the issues, you know? And to get really political, I just don't believe in Big Brother knowing everybody everywhere, every time, you know?
Oh, it ruined the comics the way it went.
Did it?
Oh yeah.
I haven't read the entire series yet. I keep jumping around because, like, I want to buy the entire series in one book. By the way, Will's head right now is about to fucking explode. He hates this shit.
No, I'm not. I just don't have anything to add, so I was kind of zoning out.
Will hates the nerd talk, dude. He gets on me about my nerd shirts.
No, I really don't. I just like to tease you about your shirts because you're a grown man and you still wear terrible t-shirts.
They're not terrible. I need t-shirts. I have to wear t-shirts. And I like superheroes, so why not combine the two?
Do you get to wear that at work? Can you wear that to work?
No, man. I work in a very corporate environment. I can't, like, I work in such a corporate environment, I cannot say their name on here, because if it just so were to happen to get back to a big boss that I mentioned that I work for them.
You work at Goldman Sachs or something? What are you talking about?
You would think. But if it just so happens to get back to somebody and they don't like the things that I say as I'm on here talking about weed and... previous days, fucking felonies I have and shit like that.
Do you have to wear a tie to work?
Felonies?
Yeah, I got a felony.
Oh, which one?
Grand theft. You don't have any?
No.
Oh, you definitely look like a felon.
I try.
Jack Johnson. All right, for those of you that don't know Mr. Jack Johnson, who is my guest today, I keep calling him a gentle giant because he's fucking, how tall are you?
6'9".
And you weigh like a buck 80. How the fuck does that work out? You're skinny as shit, bro. You're like a skinny 6'9". Wait, 6'9"?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, I thought you were like 6'7". And that was still huge.
Built like a stripper pole.
Oh, do you ever get strippers with that line?
No.
Oh, you should try it. Wait, have you tried it?
Actually, no.
You look like the type of guy that would
try it. Jack, don't try that. It's not going to work.
Dude, totally try it. Whores will go for it. No, I'm sorry. Let me not call all strippers whores in case a stripper actually listens. Actually, I know who listens to my show. There's like 6 people. Well, now 7 because I found out about you, too.
You have more plays on YouTube than I have.
What?
Yeah. Which is bugging me, by the way. But you do, so it's
dude,
the truth.
It's probably the same 4 or 5 people that just get stoned and can't remember if they listen to this one or not, and then they got to go halfway through. Be like, oh, fuck, this is the one I heard. Because I do that with, like, Rogan's and Diaz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do that. And God, they go on for fucking ever, too.
I listen to them at work. Where do you work?
I work in Walmart.
You don't give a shit about mentioning my name, huh?
Oh, no.
Is it corporate Walmart, like James?
Yeah, like I work in a corporate office. I don't work in a retail office.
No, I'm out on the floor, like with the people, just zoning out, listening to the podcast and whatnot. And every once in a while, people come up and just like, oh, god damn, how tall are you? And it's just like... the way you address it, I just hear circus music in my head. Like, because the basketball questions come up next, and then just after that.
Yeah.
No, I could give a shit about sports.
I think my friend Eric's the same height that you are, and I just love to call him a freak every time. I just can't help it, because he's like 6'9".
Well, dude, like, do people get, like, pissed when you say you don't play basketball?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're a waste of talent. That's why they're pissed.
Well, no, there's a lot of really tall dudes that are really shitty.
Yeah,
like,
I just hope you think about what you just said while you're trying to go to sleep, and like, just like, oh, I'm a good person. I'm not like...
Jack, have you ever tried to dunk a basketball? Like, gave it a shot? Of, you know,
I gave it a shot.
How, like, did you get close? Can you touch the rim?
Yeah, I can touch the rim.
Well, yeah, like, you can pretty much reach up and touch the rim at your size.
Yeah.
Like, I'm only 6 foot, and back, like, when I used to play and was actually in shape, I could, like, nick rim. And that was with, like, you know, a little, like, if I would have actually, like, worked on it, but fuck, you got 9 inches on me, dude. You should be able to just fucking think.
I hit the bottom of the net one time. That was about as far as I got. That's one of my things I always wanted to do, like, on my bucket list, is to dunk a basketball, and I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Nah, son. At this age,
yeah.
Not in a regulation room.
Yeah, it, like, has to be regulation, too.
Do you not play because you just never had an interest, or did you try to play, you're like, nope, and then just walk away from the game?
I don't know. Just waking up and watching, like, X-Men cartoons and trying to get me to give a shit about a ball if it's going to go in a hoop or not is...
Well, see, I used to do both,
though. It just kind of went that way.
Really? I did both. Like, I'd wake up, watch the fucking X-Men, and they had a Spider-Man one, and then I'd watch some Thundercats if I fucking could find them. And then
this
I'd
is when you were 32.
Yeah, this was into my 20s. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this was well into my 20s. I don't give a shit.
Good.
Smoke some pot. Yeah, oh, yeah. If I have the day off and I wake up early enough, I'll watch some morning Saturday morning cartoons, smoke a little reefer, then go play ball for a couple hours.
Do you still
hours.
Do that, Saturday morning cartoons?
I don't, because I don't have cable right now.
But they still have them on television?
Yeah, but they're not. I can't imagine they're any good. Do you watch any new cartoons?
No. I just got an HBO Now account, and that's about it.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
God damn it. Everybody's so fucking young. 36.
Jesus Christ. I did not see that coming. It's like he just took a Scooby-Doo mask off in front of me. I was like, oh, shit.
God damn, man.
You're closer to 40
than
30.
Old man Bailey.
I know, right? I'm old as shit. My daughter's a fucking teenager. Shit's ridiculous. I'm old as fuck.
Yeah, you're, I like, saw 20. None of that coming.
Yeah, you didn't know? You've been to show... Yeah, I think I talked to one of my daughter at Gutterballs. I usually do. I'm a horrible parent, according to...
I was pretty drunk at that show.
Yeah, you were pretty fucked up. I was just really upset because I had some weed in the car. But, fucking Todd, what the hell is...
Oh, that's your telephone.
Oh, that's great. So I'm going to pause this because that's my daughter's mother.
Oh, put it on speaker, next to the mic.
Not even happening. I'm pausing. All right, so, yep, we're going again. All right, so welcome back. I just had to fucking pause it and take a time out because my baby mama called.
Family matters.
And I can talk shit about it because she just admitted to me on the phone that she doesn't even know what a fucking podcast is. So it's not like she's going to fucking listen to this.
It's open season now.
Oh, my God, yeah. Actually, no, because with my luck, she'll figure it out. She'll talk to somebody, get some fucking pointers, and the next thing you know, I'll be getting phone calls and shit.
Nah.
Yeah, but my kid's being an asshole. I know she doesn't listen to this because she doesn't want to hear me talk about her. Normally, I talk really good about her. But she's being an asshole to her mom right now, and I can't fucking deal with it because I get phone calls.
That sucks.
So for all you young kids out there, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool.
Right on.
Right on. You got any babies?
No, but I did play a dangerous game.
Oh. Dude, babies are a dangerous game, but man, if you're not rapping when you tap it,
I came out alive on the other side.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I've been worried that, you know, I'm surprised I don't have anything yet. Like, I used to be pretty bad. I used to fuck a lot of people. It was kind of gross. Now, I shouldn't say people. I should say women. Let me fucking clarify. There were no dudes in that equation.
Right.
But yeah, I did fuck. It's kind of weird with Bobby just floating around with the camera over here. You'll see some of these pictures on the Instagram. Which is James Bailey, haha. You have all the social medias.
Camera around, talking about how you're definitely not gay.
I mean, I might be, you know, I'm as gay as anyone else, you know.
As is.
As is, yeah. Well, it's like that Ron White bit. But he says everybody's a little gay. Then he asks his friend, he's like, when you watch porn, do you watch porn with dudes with little tiny fucking shrivelly dicks? He's like, no, I want big fat cock. Oh, shit. You know?
Uh-oh.
Like, I don't watch porn where the dicks are too big, though.
Because then you got to try to sleep afterwards.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was bad enough that I never thought I was going to have a big penis, because the only other penis I'd ever seen in my life when I was, like, 12 or 13 was in porn. And I'm sitting there looking at my own dick, and I'm just like, yeah, dude, this ain't... At 13, I'm not hitting, like, fucking 16 inches. I might never be nothing. And then I actually, like, fucking had sex with a girl, and she was like, good job. I was like, really? We're good? Oh, okay, cool.
All right.
Yeah. Then I watched a bunch of... And then the internet happened, and I could just see. I'm like, oh, I don't mean to see all these penises, but they're fucking everywhere now.
Yeah, I definitely got to skip it when it's, like, the ones that, like, hook off to the left or the right. What is this?
Yeah, like, if she can't get it more than, like, a quarter in her mouth because her jaw won't unhinge, I can't, like, come on, man.
Well, the guy's got a sickle.
Oh, God, and what is it with fucking...
Like, it's time to harvest.
I would love it. Now I'm going to turn the volume on just for the beginning of porn when I see the dude has a sickle dick, just because I want to hear if he says, I'm going to harvest that pussy. No, what is it? And when they get that big and, like, weird cockeye, they're like three different colors. You see, like, the big splotches of just off color. What is with that?
And also, has it always been that way, or did something happen?
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. Do, like, what is there scar tissue on your dick? What the fuck is that? I don't know. It looks like a burn. Were you fucking fire? I don't understand.
Oh, man. Just,
maybe that happens when you have a giant horse penis.
It also happens, like, you know, the week after the shave, too.
Dude, do chicks expect you to have, like, a fucking 20-inch penis because you're so fucking tall?
I hope not.
Is it hard for you to find bitches to have sex with just because you're, like, a giant?
Sometimes it gets a little nerve-wracking, you know, first time around, because, like, you know, their legs are only so big. So when they, you know, bend down, you know, it's just like, you know, it's just not matching up.
Oh, you have very limited positions, don't you?
Yeah, and what shocked me is I met this girl that complained about that same problem, that was 6'4", and then she just didn't give a shit.
She was 6'4"?
Yeah, I was like, oh, really? And then, you know, just it didn't go that way. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Oh, you thought you were in. You're like, finally, finally, we have to fuck if nothing else just because it'll be easier.
Like, what is it? You got, like, some like yellow brick road fetish or something?
That's weird. I dated a chick that was my height. Like, I'm 6 foot. I dated a chick that was 6 foot. And it was fucking spectacular because she wasn't, like, a big, heavy 6 foot. And she was really – oh, God, she was so hot. And shower sex was amazing. Like, it was so easy because we were almost the same height.
I almost died.
Why the fuck would you even attempt that?
Yeah, she stood on the tub.
Yeah.
And she wasn't exactly sober either. And then I had to catch and, like, do a split and try to catch corners.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude, I wouldn't even try that if I were you. Like, you, how do you even shower?
I sit down a lot.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I just imagine you, like, cause you do comedy, in case I didn't mention that earlier for people that are listening that might not know you. I don't know. I'm a little high.
I don't know either.
But I just imagine you, like, in the future, like, on the road doing, like, you know, like, when you first get on the road doing, like, shit gigs, and you're in these little shit hotel rooms, and you're just sitting in this little tiny bathtub. Cause those showers are tiny anyway. I just imagine you sitting on the floor, just like in a tub, just like, this is bullshit. Arms crossed, like a pouting 5-year-old, but like giant. Just, what the fuck, man? This is bullshit.
No. I don't get angry. Otherwise, it would just always be angry. Yeah.
At this point, you're just like, yeah, there's just some shit that I'm not going to be able to do.
Yeah. Like, I got sciatic nerve damage, like, right underneath my butt cheek because I got in an old Toyota.
Oh. Wait, what?
It just had to fold up, and it just popped.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, my God. You had to fold up so much into a car that you popped your sciatic nerve.
Yeah.
Dude, because I have sciatic nerve issues on my left side. It's not as bad now that I quit serving, but like when I was serving tables and constantly on my feet like that, it got pretty bad.
Yeah, it got pretty bad when I was working at the improv too.
Oh.
It was also
Trey?
Trey Hand.
Oh my god. Dude, how old of a fucking toy? Were you getting, like, why would somebody make you get in, because I'm assuming you got in the back seat to do this?
Yeah.
Why would somebody make you get in the back seat?
Because the girlfriend got automatic shotgun, so.
Dude, at that point, she should have been like, I know I have automatic shotgun, but seriously, fucking just take it, bro.
No heart.
Oh, what a bitch. I don't even know this girl. She's a bitch. I hope it's not one of your girlfriends.
No.
Okay, Jack rolled in with a posse, because we kind of stopped and looked over, but, you know, it translates well to a patio, fucking patio? An audio podcast with no video. Tried to say way too many words.
I kind of like that, patio.
Patio. Patio. It's on, I don't know. Like, fucking high, man.
Like recording on a toilet.
The bathroom is not far from here. I think somebody went before and we kept rolling and we heard the flush. We're like, all right, we got to shut the door from now on. These are really good mics though, too.
It's gross.
We've heard traffic and fucking outside and we're not even like close to any type of major road. They're really good mics. This is a topic bowl, by the way. And what we do is we call it hits from the bowl. And, if at any point you just want to reach in and grab a random topic and we'll discuss that. Yeah, man. It's fun. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes, like, I think mouthed through almost the whole bowl.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, didn't I write Miley Cyrus's tits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
I can see now that that's.
Yeah. So, even though I hate, like, most, like, pop culture, like the Kardashians and Miley Cyrus, and I hate their influence when they're doing this retarded shit. I still look at websites like TMZ and BuzzFeed and HuffPost because I'm mining for material. I'm looking to see, you know, fucking a little spark of inspiration. As a comedian, we do that. Don't judge me.
No.
For my non-comedian listeners. Listener, I don't know. I got 5, 6, 7. but I was looking today at TMZ and it was like Miley Cyrus was out shopping for something and they're like not shopping for a bra and she's wearing like a mesh shirt and that's it. Like, the titties, nipple, all that nonsense. And
cool.
Despite my opinion about her, she has a fucking great rack. Like, I'm not a huge tit guy. I like, you know, a nice solid tit, nothing, you know, extravagant, and a nice ass.
Well, like made out of stone?
No, like a fucking, I prefer like a solid B, low C, high A.
Like, that's really specific.
Yeah, it is. I know what I like, man.
So what was this topic we're just talking about?
We're just talking about how perfect her fucking tits are.
Down
and because
to like a sociopathic T.
And because I knew you guys might not know, I pulled up a picture. There you go.
Yeah, great's a strong word for.
Really? Like, look at that. Like, it's good. They're perk. They're not sagging. They're sitting nice. Perky nipples. They're perfect. And I don't feel scuzzy at all about talking about this because she's in her mid-20s and this shit was. She walked around like that in public. That's not like a creeper house shot. That was like she's like shopping in the street looking at shit on the street.
I'm surprised she didn't get like a citation for indecency or anything because that's
there's nothing,
pretty much.
There's nothing indecent about her titties, sir. Yeah.
Well, I agree with you, but you
one
still.
Of those times where you just gotta say as progressive as you can be, like she knows what she did.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you want equal rights, if there's a fucking, and it's probably on a different, what is that podcast called? Guys We Fucked. Have you ever heard that?
It sounds exciting.
It's these two chicks that are, I should say women. Let me be progressive. It's these two women. And they're really funny. They're comedians, and I wish I wasn't so stoned I could remember their names. But basically, like, they both admit to being like, yeah, we like to fuck. I think they call themselves sluts, but it's not like, it's like a slut pride thing, like Amber Rose, like fuck slut shaming. Which I give all respect to. If any woman, I've never liked that double standard.
Oh no.
If any woman is out there fucking as many guys as she wants to, doing porn, fucking blowing dudes for money, whatever, if she's doing it because that's what she wants to do, if she's just like, you know what, I like variety, I like dick, I'm gonna add the two together, like James adds superheroes and t-shirts, we're gonna make this shit happen. I'm all good with that.
Yeah, I mean, that double standard just makes this world a harder place to live. Like,
well, that's in general. There's not really any good double standards out there.
You know, there's not.
To any of my listeners, if you want to fucking, well, you pretty much all know me, so you can text me or Facebook me or whatever. Let me know if there's a good double standard out there. We'll talk about it on the next show. Because I don't think there is, though. I don't think there's any good double standards.
I'll come up with one. Later.
All right, but how great were her tits? Like, those were great tits.
Yeah, great's a strong word.
Oh, my God. What do you like fucking huge, gigantic tits, don't you?
No, actually, yeah, all shapes and sizes. Yeah, because like really close to my like number one is what's her name? Pirates of the Caribbean.
Keira Knightley.
Yeah, Keira Knightley.
She has tiny, perky little breasts.
Oh yeah,
she was amazing in Domino. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that movie's so good. You ever seen that, Will?
No, I haven't.
Fucking communist doesn't watch movies.
Like, really?
Oh, dude,
it's not that I don't watch movies. I just don't really have time to watch movies. So if I watch something on Netflix, I usually watch a show because I don't want to commit 2 hours of my life to something.
Yeah, it could really suck.
We talked about that one. He's such a commitophobe, he can't even commit to a fucking 2-hour movie.
It's true. It's very sad. But
yeah, you know
true.
What? I started doing it with me and one of my roommates. We do the Netflix probation period where if a movie looks like it could be interesting, but you don't want to commit, like, it could suck. Like, if we're not interested in 20 minutes, they just cut it off.
I usually once I start a movie, it has to be pretty bad for me to cut it off. Like, oh, shit, I got to stay on this. All right, cool. If the screen goes black, it makes a crazy noise, and I've done that before. So that's the main reason I have Will sit in, so he can point to the screen and remind me not to let it happen. If I commit to a movie just to sit down, I'll finish the whole fucking thing.
I can't do that half the time.
Oh, man.
But, you know, I do take risks. It doesn't have to be something I already know or an actor I know. I'll roll the dice on something on there.
I roll the dice a lot, and sometimes I come up way short, especially with Nick Cage, and it breaks my fucking heart.
You know, from what I hear, it's all after his divorce, too. Like, he had, like, a bunch of divorces, and he had a whole bunch of stuff that he cannot support, like castles. I heard he has islands with exotic animals on there, and he's got to pay. So he just does these movies all the way to the point where he did Left Behind.
I didn't even see Left Behind.
Yeah, he replaced that Kirk Cameron guy and did a Left Behind. He did a fucking Left Behind.
Oh, my God. Somebody gave me a Kirk Cameron movie, Fireproof.
Oh, Jesus.
It's about a fireman with a porn addiction, how it ruins his fucking marriage, and how he uses the Lord to get over it. And
didn't burn his house down?
Yeah. I think it's because it's when I went through my hardcore Christian phase. And I was talking, like, somebody in the church supposedly had a porn addiction. I was like, how much porn constitutes a porn addiction? Because we're red-blooded Americans. I don't see too much of a problem here. And it wasn't a very popular answer. And somebody gave me the movie, and I just never watched it. Watched some porn instead.
Right on.
Love me some porn. What kind of porn do you like? Do you watch fetish porn because you're a giant?
No.
Do you ever watch midget porn?
Oh, Christ, no.
There's nothing wrong with exploration, man. Do you jerk it to two girls, one cup?
No, I almost.
Most people almost.
Two girls, one cup, but just like hurt my feelings. Because they said even if that was fake poop, it still came out of that person's colon.
Dude,
so it was still there, and it came out of that and into her mouth.
I don't think there's anything fake going on there, man. I think that was pretty authentic.
And I also heard that they died in a hospital a couple weeks later, and I did not fact check that because it would piss me off if it wasn't true.
No, I want them to be alive and well. I tried to Google them the other day. All right, so I was listening to...
Just checking in.
No, I can't remember whose podcast I was listening to at work. And I probably shouldn't have done any of this at fucking work on my work computer, but whatever. And they mentioned, like, the two girls, one cup video because they were talking about, like, fetish porn and, like, how fucked up it was. And they said, like, I wonder what happened to those girls now. I want to see, like, where are they now? And so I Googled, where are they now, two girls, one cup. And I got, like, I saw this article and it was, like, they're Brazilian. And I was like, okay, I could see that. I just assumed they were German, but I could see that. So I like, I clicked on it, and I thought it was a real article at first because it gave two names. It was like Carla and something else, and then they changed the spelling of Carla with, you know, C to K. They're like, real name, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, she's in Brazil now. She sells ice cream as a street vendor. And I'm like, okay, well, that seems like a weird fucking transition. But then I started talking about how she was like, oh, the carefree days of eating poop from your best friend's butt. And
yeah, you puke.
And I'm like, oh, well,
the,
yeah, you can't
say this. The
connection
of soft serve.
Yeah, like that's what kind of threw me off. But then when they started quoting her as being like, oh, the carefree days of puking into your best friend's face and eating it. And it was just like, yeah,
those
no.
Carefree.
Yeah,
true.
They started saying a lot of shit. I'm like, oh, this is a joke article. I'll never find out what happened to those girls.
Yeah, I don't think those girls had a where are they then. I'm pretty sure they just found them on the street, brought them in, and made them poop.
I wonder how many girls they had to run that script by. And they're just like, yo.
No, they knew exactly who they needed.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think they held auditions for Two Girls, One Cup. It was, I know this chick.
They were born.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
Yo, I know someone that really needs some money and does not give a fuck about what goes in her mouth.
Sign her up. Oh. Tuesday noon.
Like, I know just the two.
Like, I need two girls. One has to be blonde, one has to be brunette, and they have to not give a fuck anymore. They have to just, rock bottom was 2 months ago. Those are the girls I need.
I thought you were going to say, too, I Googled this, I found this article, clicked on it, got a virus.
No.
Something like that.
Which
my computer just exploded.
No, it's really weird, the shit I cannot and cannot pull up at work, because they have a lot of security settings on there. So, like, I can go to certain websites. I can go to, like, a BuzzFeed or something. But if they do like a, oh, look at this fucking list of whatever, if there's an Instagram picture, I can't pull it up. If it's a Twitter or Facebook picture, even if it's shared onto BuzzFeed, it won't pull up. It'll give me like the little can't be displayed symbol.
That sucks.
Like, their securities are really weird. But like, so I don't think I could get a virus. At least I hope not. Get fired.
Yeah, they don't want you being creepy at work.
No. And like, I didn't even think, I wasn't trying to be creepy. I was just like, I wonder what happened to those girls. Like, it was just straight curiosity.
That does need to be a documentary now.
Oh, I'm sure, like, somebody had to have tried to get funding for that. This can't be an original idea by me. Like, it's just too good to be. I mean, I have good ideas. Let me stop shitting on myself for a second. Pun intended. Oh.
Yeah, my porn's pretty boring.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess something about Boy Meets World rubbed off on me. At least that much to where it's just like, it doesn't look like she's enjoying that.
I don't know. I got into Brazilian porn for a little bit. Like, just straight, like, Brazilian chicks. Because I like, you know, I like a nice ass. And Brazilians have maybe the best ass in the business.
Wait, is that the hairy stuff, though?
Some of it is, and that was kind of throwing me off. And then they sneak in a lot of tranny porn.
They sneak in.
Like, I don't speak Spanish fluently, so, like, sometimes the titles are in Spanish or Portuguese or whatever they speak in Brazil.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know what that means. But the chick looks hot, and then I'll start watching it, and the chick's hot until her fucking 9-inch cock flops out. I'm just like, nope.
You ever get to a point where it's too late, though? You're like, fuck, no.
No.
And then you just jizz, and it's a picture of a tranny with a dick out.
Yeah, you're trapped now.
No, because I usually go through three or four little videos before I finish it myself off.
Yeah, you shop around, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm cheap. I don't have a subscription anywhere. I go to, like, YouPorn or YouJizz. Like, you know, get 3-minute videos on my fucking phone.
If you have a subscription to porn, you're a fucking creep. Yeah. There's no reason you should have a subscription to a porno site.
Oh, have you ever, you read The Onion, right?
On Facebook every once in a while, yeah.
Alright, The Onion, I'm not even going to explain it. There can't be anybody that doesn't know what The Onion is. But they had an article a while ago it was about this guy trying to decide what porn site to subscribe to. And it was like 6 paragraphs of them just like, he's thinking about this one because of these, you know, and he doesn't want to commit too soon and blah. And it's just all this shit. And then at like the last sentence of the article, it's like, at time of press release, whatever his name is, had decided not to subscribe to a porn site as there was more free porn on the internet than any man could ever watch in 10,000 lifetimes.
It's true. That's often one of the things that haunts me is that I never see the same girl twice. It's always a new chick. So how many girls are doing porn? out there.
I look them up. I fall in love with certain porn stars, and I'll follow them around for like a week or two.
Yeah, I got a couple of internet girlfriends.
Like, what's a Veruca Salt, I think, is the one chick's name I really like.
Veruca Salt.
I think that's
a character from Willy Wonka.
I know.
I don't think that's it.
No. I swear to God, that's it. I'd look it up on my phone, but I don't want to get my phone too close to the equipment because it makes noises. And Will can't do it because it's Will's phone as part of the equipment. here, I'll give Will my phone.
I don't know how to work your phone, though.
Oh, well, I'm going to open it up for you. I'm just not going to play with it.
Cool.
Yeah, and just fucking type things in with your thumbs and the keyboard.
How do you spell Veruca?
V-A-R-U-C-A.
That's Verusha.
No, Veruca. I said C-A. Veruca. I think that's it. I don't know.
It's just pictures of the girl from Willy Wonka.
Maybe that wasn't it then. God damn it. What the fuck have I been searching on YouTube? You porn.
What are you watching, Bailey?
I don't know anymore. I'm usually pretty high. Actually, sometimes I get too high to masturbate.
Is it this chick?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Her name's Veruca James.
Veruca James, okay.
She's all right.
Yeah, she,
Here you go, Jack. Check that out.
Yeah.
We'll check that out.
Yeah, sometimes she does, like a whole, what is it, the rockabilly style, where she, like, the hair will be up with a little bandana and, like, the bright red lipstick, like the old-timey pinup girl type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she'll do, oh, dude, she's a fucking, and all tatted up like that, little piercings.
You know, porn's kind of a cylindrical thing. You start going down the rabbit hole, and you usually just come out on the other side, like, it gets really dark and damp down there for a while. And now, like, I just like girls on, not Snapchat, but, like, the chat sites, and they just pull their shirt up. That's, like, what I'm into now. It's gone back to, like, fifth grade.
Really?
For me, yeah. It was dark for a while, but I came out the other side.
I think, I've been with some girls that have been into some pretty twisted shit. The first time I ever choked a girl is because she started choking me first and then told me to choke her. I was scared at first. I love doing it. Now I scare the shit out of girls. No, I'm just kidding. But no, like, yeah, the first time I ever got choked, this girl just started choking me and it fucking, I was like, what the fuck is she doing? And then I was like, oh, I get it now. Okay. See where this goes.
Man.
Well, you get choked?
No, I don't get choked.
Can they not reach up there?
Not really. But no, when the girl asked me to do that, I was just not ready for that shit.
Oh yeah.
I had a pretty simple church going life before that.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You were a church kid?
Yeah, yeah. Went to this crazy Pentecostal church.
Oh, is that the one with the speaking tongues and?
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. One time a friend of mine spent the night and we took him to church and it scared the living shit out of him. And I had no idea why. And then I looked at it from his perspective and I'm like, yeah, we look fucking crazy.
Yeah, dude, like the other ones, you jump up and down, dance on the aisles, flop on the ground and shit, put hands on people to heal them.
They
shove
the snakes too.
No, we're the step right below that.
We below that? You mean like craziness or legitimacy?
Oh yeah, a little bit of both.
Okay. So, like, oh fuck, dude, that's all right. We're gonna talk about this for a while. This is where we're going. Well, no, because I just went to Holy Land last week with.
Yeah, I saw that. I wanted to go, but I knew I couldn't.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty fun. I went with Amelia and Natasha. Sam Rennie, and I gotta have Natasha in here to talk about. We didn't actually get in, but we just fucked around in the parking lot. Like even all those pictures of all that shit was just in the front parking lot. Like go to my Instagram, James Bailey, haha, you'll see a couple. They had a panda bear with big old nuts. Like I'll show you the pictures when we get done. I'm not even joking. They had a panda bear with the big old nuts. They had a nativity scene that was so big, the baby Jesus was fucking my size. But like with really weird long arms and like super blonde and blue eyed, like, Aryan Nazi, yeah, like super Aryan Nazi Jesus, you know, for being Middle Eastern
they
and all.
They won't give that up.
Dude, there's only one black guy in the whole thing. Like, they had one of Jesus walking on water, but like dolphins up on their tails with like they were dancing towards him, but their bellies were facing him. And then like on the other side, they had penguins on ice floating towards him. It was fucking weird, man.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you go in?
God bless him.
It was, oh, my God, the wait was so fucking long. Because we got out there at like 10 and it was raining. And then, so we were like, well, fucking, let's find a gas station or CVS or something. We'll buy ponchos, see how long the line is. If the line's not too ridiculous because it's raining, we'll go in.
Yeah, I still don't know if we're crazier than Catholics. And I still need to go to a Catholic church.
Catholics are so fucking boring. So it's just such, like, repetitiveness with them. It's so ritual.
I met a nun once trying to buy weed. And like,
oh, my God. We're going to go down so many rabbit holes. I'm going to love this.
She stayed in a tiny little apartment building, and their doors were just right next to each other. So he lived right next to a nun.
Oh, my God. Did she answer the door in the habit and everything?
Yeah. Wearing somewhat plain clothes, but she had the hat.
Yeah, I think that's the habit, right? Yeah, habit. We'll go with that. Make me sound smart for a minute.
And then she asked to pray for me because she knew it was, what I was doing. I love crazy people, so I just let it happen. I wanted to talk to her. I asked her questions, and then she told me about super saints.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Are they like superheroes but religious?
It sounded pretty DBZ-ish to me.
Hold on. I'm just picturing some Japanese dudes fucking with a Bible reading about super saints like, oh, we gotta make a cartoon about this. What if we make them balls from a dragon? Just as crazy. Alright, so.
She told me that you level up from saint.
Wait, you can't bang on the table. I forgot to tell you that earlier. Pick it up. All right, sorry, go ahead. So you level up from saint? Did she please tell me she said level up?
No, but that's what she meant. That's the only thing you can take away from what she said. You become such a good saint that you're now a super saint.
Oh, my God.
And I just pictured Peter just charging up.
Just Saint Peter, white robe, kick it out, arms back.
Peter's over 9,000 now.
The devil's got one of those little eye scanners on. He's just like, oh, I can't fuck with him.
And
power readers. What were they called?
That's what it was.
I was so long since I've watched that. Well, I watched old Dragon Ball Z. I know there's a DBZ series. I watched some of the Dragon Ball series.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that.
Oh, there's so many. I didn't watch Esme. I watched it for like 2 years. Like, their episodes are so fucking like, it'd be anticlimactic for like 6 episodes. You're just like, where the fuck is the action? And then just 2 solid episodes of nothing but fighting. Like, this is amazing!
After 3 episodes of working out.
One of my friends, when I used to work out, he was telling me like how he got this weight 80-pound vest to wear, like when he does squats and shit. And I was like, oh, so you're wearing a weighted vest like Piccolo in Dragon Ball Z? And he just looked at me and he's like, you're a fucking asshole for that.
That's cool, man. I'm going to call you names over that.
That's what I thought, man. But he was like, nah, he wasn't happy about that at all.
Damn.
Harsh. Like, I think he had just got out the army and shit. He's like, nah, son. I thought it was hilarious.
What was great is the guy eventually answered the door. And he just closed it after he saw us, like, heads down. Eyes closed, praying.
So he knew you were there for him. Got his crazy nun fucking super saiyan neighbor instead. And instead of rescuing, like, he couldn't open the door, yank you inside, and then close it. He was just like, nope, Jack's fucked. It's too late for him.
I don't know what he thought, honestly.
Did you still get your weed?
No.
Did you feel too guilty after that?
No. I was just happy to have the story.
Just like, fuck it, I'm good. Will, stop it.
No, that guy skimps anyway.
Like, all right, you hear that drug fuck? Will, come on, man. Be professional. This is your fucking network this is going on, man. What are you doing? He's playing with the thing knowing we can hear it. Why are you doing that, Will? God damn it, did we get you too high?
I think so.
All right.
Stoned, man.
What time? How much time do we have enough time to fire up that other one? I'll fire up my job. Fuck it. We got enough time. So talk about being Pentecostal while we do this. That'll be great. So, like, wait, you grew up in it? Like, you were born? Were you born into it, or did your parents convert you were born into it?
Oh, yeah.
Are your parents still?
My mom is.
Wow, really?
Yeah, my dad just...
Dad gave up.
When he retired, he fucking retired.
Wait, was he, like, a Pentecostal pastor?
No. No, he just went.
No?
Twice on Sundays, too.
I need some food. I ate before I came over, but it wasn't fucking good enough. He went twice on Sundays. How many times during the week?
Twice during the week and twice on Sundays. And so once on Wednesday and then, Sunday.
Wow, man.
Yeah, so, I guess that's mostly why I'm not a sports guy.
Yeah.
It's because, when we finally did get to stay home on the Sunday nights, and yeah. I'm about to actually be able to catch a new episode of The Simpsons, and then I see that the football carried over into it.
Oh.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and you haven't seen anything ever, so you're catching the last 15 minutes of a game you have no idea what's going on
in. No idea. It just, who the fuck is this Brett Favre? I don't give a shit. And then when I went to school and I complained, it was like, did you see that? And they're like, oh yeah, that's what's supposed to happen. That was great. And I'm like, no, they took away.
Why of all people would you mention Brett Favre? I fucking hate Brett Favre so much. Did you grow up in Wisconsin?
No, I'm here from here. I just know that's a name.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. I'm from Wisconsin. There's no Pentecostals in Wisconsin.
No?
No. Oh, God, no. Maybe now, but...
I had a feeling it was a southern thing.
So, like, you grew up in Tampa as a Pentecostal?
No, Lakeland. But we went to church in Brandon.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Was it like a big tent? Was it super stereotypical, or was it actually in a building?
Oh, no, it was in a building.
Oh, that's sad.
It was a tiny building. And for a while, we went to church inside of an insurance office that...
I'm sorry.
Renting them out.
In an insurance, like you're looking at people's, you sling a car insurance on Saturday, saving your soul on Sunday.
Praying over their dead.
Oh my God. That's insane. And like, but you guys didn't handle snakes. Did you ever speak in tongues?
You had to, otherwise, like, you know, why aren't you?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, so how many people do you think were faking it?
Everybody.
So if everybody's faking it, why? Like, at that point, you guys should have all just looked at each other and been like, look, we all know this is bullshit. Let's just fucking get on with our day.
You don't, don't pull at those strings.
Oh, wow, dude. Really?
You just don't.
Like, how many... Are you still friends with anybody from those days?
One, but he's stone cold atheist.
Yeah, does he admit to
faking? After he got a whole tattoo, like, sleeve up and down his arm of, like, religious shit.
Oh, that sucks.
And then just a few years later, he's stone cold atheist. And I think about that, and I'm like, think about all my shitty tattoo ideas that I never went with, and thank God.
Oh, my God. You don't have any ink?
No. Because I come up with ideas. I want ink, but I'm too... I just don't.
Yeah,
I think if I have this image in my head and I still like it in 6 months, I'll do it. And within 2 months, I've analyzed it too much and I can't stand it. And it's like, I can't get characters on my body now because I'm like thinking like, oh, I'm a guy and I got a little guy right here. I'm like that sounds stupid to me. Like I analyze it that much.
Dude, fuck that.
Yeah, that's what they all say. But then like, I'm going to be the guy with this shit on my arm.
Dude, some of my tattoos are totally fucking pointless.
Yeah, but when I look at other people's, like, it looks good, but I analyze it when I think about it myself, and then I just pick it apart.
Well, like, my half sleeve has all kinds of things put in there, but so, like, this one should be like, oh, that's really nice, because I spent a shit ton of money and time getting stabbed for this one. But, like, the one over here, like, my little skull smoking the cigar.
By the way, hilarious.
Yeah, I was at a fucking...
That is the dumbest tattoo I've ever seen in my life.
I was at a tattoo convention, and I was like, I want to get a tattoo, but all these dudes are like $250 just to sit down, and I don't want to spend that money. And I saw this little booth where it was like, oh, all the proceeds go to charity, $50, pick a piece of flash art. I was like, I'll do that, no problem. And I just picked a fucking stupid little skull. I was going to get a little monkey with a fucking wine bottle and like a cigar, but I was like, nah. Let me not go fucking two on the nose. So I just got the little fucking skull with a driving cap and a cigar and a gold tooth. And I was like, yeah, I'll go with this.
That little monkey, I would get that just for the sake of the Mr. Burns reference.
Yeah.
That's Furious George.
I would have called it Evil Monkey from Family Guy.
Oh, true.
Evil monkey. How's that feel, Will?
Good, man.
And if this comedy shit works out, I always think I'm going to get this one tattoo idea of this comic book character, Lobster Johnson from the Hellboy universe.
Lobster Johnson.
Oh, he's awesome. He's kind of like a neo-noir like detective that just kills a lot of people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, he's from the Hellboy books. He's like a... I won't get into it, but yeah. Anyway. Otherwise, that's what this is going to be all about. He has this thing on his left palm that just heats up, and he, like, brands leaves his mark. And I'm like, if I get this comedy show going, I don't need a job.
Yeah.
And I'll tough that out and get that on my left palm, which I hear is painful, but I'm like, I'll go for that one. Lobster Johnson's is just too badass.
I'll have to check that out. Lobster Johnson. I thought about getting a really obscure character. Are you familiar with Johnny the Homicidal Maniac?
I'm familiar, but I haven't, like, read because, like, each book is like a rabbit hole I just go down.
Oh, dude, it's so, I had to get the directors. Well, I didn't get it, but every time, like, I've read it twice, and every time I've read it, it's been the director because it's everything in one. But, dude, it's, I fucking love that shit. Oh, yeah, it's absolutely twisted. Takes you down. So, have you ever read that, Will?
What is it?
Johnny the Homicidal Maniac.
No, I don't know what that is.
The same dude, it's a really twisted comic book about Johnny, who is a homicidal maniac, and he has, like, a little Pillsbury, one of them's a Pillsbury Doughboy, and then, what's the other one, a fucking, it's like a Pillsbury Doughboy, it's a little twisted up, and, like, they talk to him, one's name is Mr. Fuck, and they talk, yeah, they talk to him, he's fucking insane, he, like, meets this girl he likes, he almost kills her, she escapes, like, then he starts calling her to be like, hey, I just want to let you know that I actually really like you, and I'm sorry about what happened, like, dude, it's fucking weird. And, like, sometimes he gets so depressed and, like, about what he is and what he does. And, like, it takes you, like, really dark. But then sometimes, like, he finds joy in what – but, like, it's – dude, it's fucking twisted.
Maybe it'll be a movie soon. They're making movies out of everything.
It's way too out there to be a fucking movie.
I don't know, because Deadpool was rated R and that did well. So I think they're going to start making more
R ones. They're talking about doing a Wolverine rated R now, too, just based on the success of Deadpool.
They already started as PG-13. That's ballsy.
Well, dude, have you seen Deadpool yet? Oh, no, we talked about this.
Yeah, unfortunately I haven't. I will soon, though.
Dude, it's fucking amazing.
I bet.
So good. From beginning to... Well, all right, perfect. This was actually one of the topics in the topic bowl. You know, like, the two-week spoiler rule? Where, like, they say once a movie's been out in theaters for 2 weeks, if you haven't seen it, you don't fucking get to bitch about spoilers?
Yeah.
Do you think that's not enough time, too much time? You think that's good?
Just... Being who I am, like, being interested in the shit that I'm in, like, I wait for these comic book movies to come out, like, 10 years from whenever they first announce it online. Like, I've been blue-balled over Doctor Strange for far too long.
It's happening, like, September, I think?
Yeah, November.
November? Okay.
Yeah. They mentioned it, like, 8 years ago. And so, just whenever a spoiler comes out, I just shamelessly read it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I was like, I think 2 weeks is perfect because with the internet and social media and everything, if you haven't read some fucking spoiler or seen something online, then you're just not on the internet for those 2 weeks. Like, because you're gonna see something. Like, people kind of spoiled Star Wars for me.
Oh, that's what my whole Facebook is built after. Like, all my likes and where I get my news. All just nerd movie spoilers.
Yeah. Somebody spoiled that Han Solo or that Kylo Ren killed Han, but it was something that was so, like, they did it, like, the day the movie was released. It was Jeff Ray, that asshole.
Oh, my God, Jeff Ray in Star Wars. Jesus Christ.
It was like, I'm like, all right, Jeff's kind of a dick. Like, I like him and everything, you know what I'm saying? But he says some dickish shit, you know that. Yeah. He's a good guy, though.
It's just no filter.
Yeah, none at all. Not even close. But I figured it was just him.
He loves you a bit, yeah. He'll say some shit.
Yeah. I figured it was just him being a dick and talking shit, and I didn't even believe it. And then when I was watching the movie when it actually happened, I was like, oh, shit. It was a – so, like, it kind of was, but didn't really spoil it for me.
All right. Yeah, he is insanely hurt over Star Wars. Like, that just broke his whole childhood. Like, I lived with him, and you mentioned Star Wars in the house. It's going to be a bad day.
What, he doesn't like this one?
He doesn't like it, and he hates the prequels. Like, it just wrecked him.
Yo, the prequels were fucking garbage, dude.
I can salvage him.
No, absolutely not.
Obi-Wan is cool enough. Darth Maul was cool enough.
Yeah, but I mean, Darth Maul's
the originals aren't, like, Oscar-worthy.
No. First of all, fuck you. The originals are fucking some of the best movies ever made, especially during that time. Are you serious?
I mean, that for me, that's a yes and no.
The special, dude, you also think about when they were made, the special effects, like, the only real big name that they had coming into that was Harrison Ford. Like, they did it with fucking no, dude, fucking don't disparage the original trilogy, you piece of shit.
I mean.
God damn it, Jack Johnson, why do you do this to me?
You like Boba Fett too, don't you?
Of course.
Why?
Because he's like a Boba Fett. He's badass. He's Boba Fett. He just looks cool. Why?
No, you said
he's a bounty hunter.
How is he badass?
Yeah, actually, you're right. He does get killed off pretty quickly.
He did nothing, and then he died.
He looks cool. That's basically it.
Ah.
Yeah. All right, you called me out on that. Fair enough. All right, point made. But I'm still saying the rest of the movies were fucking amazing.
Yeah. But
that's one bad thing in three movies. And I still, that's, he looks cool, so fuck you. He's one of the coolest looking toys, so no, he's still a cool character.
I'm still a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I still like it.
But. Actually, I never even, I saw most of, Attack of the Clones.
You watched it.
I saw like 85 to 90% of it. And it just wasn't good enough to make me sit down and watch it beginning to end. I saw very little of, what was the third one?
Revenge of the Sith.
I saw very little of that. I saw some of the fight scene, which that actually, I kind of wanted to watch the whole fight scene, but I wasn't willing to watch the whole movie. And I never even saw Phantom because just the previews, Jar Jar Binks pissed me off so much in the previews. I was like, no, I'm not doing this. And then I heard some shitty reviews. I'm like, nope. But, Force Awakens kind of revived my love and my hope for it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
But, it's getting crazy, even though this isn't happening because this isn't a state where it's legal. So this isn't fucking California or Colorado.
Yeah, we're playing characters right now.
Yeah. It's all an act.
But I can't judge the Star Wars fans that are that butthurt because I'm the same way over Marvel, and I think it's a generational thing.
Yeah, but I thought this one was good, though.
Oh, the comics. It's just when the Civil War happened in the comics that those are my prequels.
We gotta think they can't really do it as big as they did in the comics.
Well, the trailer.
And they're losing X-Men too, which is bullshit.
The trailer already sets it apart so far. It's already so different that it gives me hope, but I feel like my heart is like on a T-ball tee, and it just might get knocked the fuck off at the end of this movie.
Well, let's face it, dude. We're gonna fucking watch anything that J.J. Abrams directs.
Yeah.
Like, that's just gonna happen. Just like with the fucking X-Men movies, if Daniel Snyder's name is still on it, we're gonna fucking watch that too. Who did fucking...
I'm probably not with the X-Men.
Really? See, that was my jam growing up. That was my jam, was the X-Men.
It was, until I just dove in. And then it's just hard for me to give a shit about all the mutants.
Yeah, there's so
many. I really give a shit about some, but then there's just so fucking many mutants.
I need to go to a really good, what is that, Emerald City or something, because there's a series that I want in X-Men that I haven't been able to find. I can't find the whole series online in one purchase, and I'm not going to sit. It's X-Men 2099.
Oh, yeah, the 2099 stuff.
There. Yeah, because, well, they did that with, you know, pretty much all their major titles.
Yeah, Spider-Man was the biggest one.
Yeah, they did. But they also did with Punisher, X-Men, and...
Just about everybody.
Yeah, I think most of their major titles.
Yeah.
But I happened to randomly pick up an X-Men 2099 at this store by my house when I was living in fucking tiny town, Wisconsin. And I was like, oh shit, it was like an episode, it was issue like 7 or 8. And, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And I carried with it all the way to like 20 something. And then the store just stopped getting comic books. And I'm like, you sons of bitches, I'm fucking like 14. I live hours away from any major city. I can't just get this shit. This is before internet. I'm old. We didn't have internet when I was a teenager.
True. I couldn't imagine that. Or at least that AOL. At least.
Yeah, see, like AOL, like I was there for the development of AOL.
Yeah. I guess that's why I can relate to the Star Wars fans, because killing Captain America off was kind of like, for Star Wars fans, like if Jar Jar Binks made a baby with child Anakin, it birthed a dead Cap. That's what it was for me.
Oh my god, that would be fucking horrible. If they do the next fucking Star Wars movie and that's what it turns out that the new Sith is, I'm gonna be so pissed. What's his name?
Snoke.
Yeah. There's a fucking ashtray. I got too close to the fire and got burned. But what's Jess Ray's fucking problem with the new one?
I don't know. It's probably just residual hate. I don't know.
Actually, like I said, I liked the new one. I thought it did good in clearing the way for new people.
And probably killing off Han. He probably didn't like that.
I mean, it sucked, but it was understandable. It was a logical progression when you look at it in the base of the story. And the the one thing I didn't like that people bitched about, or I didn't like that people bitched, I liked it in the movie, was when Kylo Ren fights, Rey and Finn at the end.
Oh yeah, I love that shit.
Yeah, and they actually, like, they both hold their own and then end up, like, fucking getting in some good shots on them. Everybody's like, what the fuck, he's supposed to be the most powerful fucking Jedi left.
He got shot.
Yeah, with a bowcaster that they made several points to say, oh wow, this is super powerful.
Oh, what won me over? What almost lost me is when he initially took off the mask.
Yeah.
But then when he just started beating on his wound, I was like, okay, he's cool again.
Yeah. He's just like, yeah, let's fucking do this.
Yeah.
But also, fucking, like, not even an hour earlier in the movie, Kylo Ren was telling Snoke that she was so powerful and with training she would be unstoppable. Like, he literally said that less than an hour ago. Without her ever having used it before, she was able to turn, what, 4 stormtroopers into her puppets?
Yeah, she, there's a bunch of theories just floating around the internet that she's either a Kenobi or a Skywalker.
She's Luke's kid.
Probably.
Yeah, that's fucking, it's the only logical, the only other possibility is because I read a fucking, it wasn't fan fiction. It was one of the authors that was authorized to do Star Wars shoot-off stories. But, I can't remember the whole fucking storyline now, but like, it was years later, and, basically it had, Leia and Han were married and had kids, and they had twins, and one was a boy and one was a girl. And as babies and infants in the crib, they were already exhibiting extremely strong ability to control the Force. Like, their parents would come in as infants, they would just have shit like their own mobile. And so, like, you know what? It could be Luke and Leia's kid. They could be trying to, like, because that was a pretty cool storyline they went on, and maybe they were trying to separate them. But why would they just ditch the kid? Like, that's why I don't get if it's Luke's baby. Why did he just ditch the baby?
In a desert, yeah.
Like, yeah, like, but she got ditched when she was like 10 or so, I think she said.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I'd have to see it again.
But really young.
Yeah, but so I don't know. We'll see. When the next one comes out, I mean, it's not like I'm not going to see it. I'm going to fucking see it in IMAX 3D.
Yeah, same here.
What are you super excited about? Because you said you're a Marvel guy, so the Marvel movies coming out are Doc Strange, technically X-Men,
no, the Civil War. The Civil War trailer is my religion right now.
That does look... I'm just excited about all the people they're bringing in.
Yeah, Chris Evans nailed it.
Yeah, Chris... Oh, God, what was it? The first Avengers I heard, like, an interview. Supposedly Robert Downey Jr. said that somebody needed to remind Chris Evans that he wasn't actually Captain America. But, like, I don't know if, like, where I heard it, they were trying to play it up as there's beef. But I think it was meant in a joking way.
Yeah.
Because, like, you see them all the time, like, you know, when they're promoting the movie, like, they look like they're besties.
Oh, yeah. And then just, now he just had his solo movie, now moving into the Avengers and, you know, just playing off on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just like, you know, who's more popular.
Yeah. I wonder when, oh, God, I'm excited for them to start doing the Infinity Wars.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, but with fucking Fox, fucking Marvel Fox, holding back some of the, some really key characters because they got the license and whatnot still in Fox and they can't give it up, like Silver Surfer.
Yeah,
she's locked down.
Oh, that's right. I did hear that the Fantastic Four. Hold on, anybody else? I'm good on that.
I'm all right.
All right, yeah, you can just put it out. Yeah, just let it burn either way. That's not going to smell up your apartment any more than anything else already has.
It's okay. I just fart in here anyways constantly. So
fair enough. This is definitely an upgrade then. Yeah, I'm kind of like, I'd like to see what the studio that's doing all the Marvel movies, that's doing all the Avengers and shit, I'd like to see what they could do with Fantastic Four.
Oh, my God, yeah. Because if it was done right, then it would be... People would be talking about it more than Guardians of the Galaxy. It would be... If it was done right, it would be on that level.
Well, like, I mean, Guardians was so good, and it was so random. Like, who the fuck knows about Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, but Fantastic Four, through that book, they introduced, like, anything Marvel Space, like, started in, like, Fantastic Four, so they could go so many ways.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, in the first movie, the first one with Chris Evans and fucking Jessica Alba and all that. I liked that one. I thought that was good.
Yeah, the first one, yeah, but then it, that second one, though, was just...
No. The second one wasn't good.
it wasn't bad.
Oh.
Really? You hated it that much?
With what they did to Surfer and Galactus, Jesus Christ. He's a cloud now.
Yeah, but the Silver Surfer's character was pretty cool.
But he gets
the way they did him and everything.
But he gets knocked off his board, like, that's it?
Well, the board has the power, does it not?
No.
Oh, I don't fucking know. That's the one I don't know. I know a little bit about the Fantastic Four enough to like them. And
he can just make boards all day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's like one of the few Marvel picks that you could put up against like Superman.
Huh, yeah. I don't know. I love the, did you ever see the video of the Hulk just fucking destroying Superman?
I've seen it, yeah. I've seen
or it's like a cartoon or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I think I have. I've watched a lot.
Yeah, dude. I
just get angry a lot.
What, you don't think he would win?
Oh, Hulk beating Superman?
Yeah.
Ah, probably not.
Yeah, dude. Hulk can't be killed, dude. The Hulk would win. Come on. What's his weakness?
He could probably just get thrown into the sun, though.
You really think...
He does that. He's done that before.
Yeah, but somebody the Hulk size, his strength, he'd have to wind up to throw him, and you think the Hulk's just... No, he's going to fucking grab him.
See, like, if he learned jiu-jitsu, I would give him... that's when I would give him a shot.
Hulk is so much bigger. He's just as strong, if not stronger, so much bigger, impenetrable.
Superman punched time, though. He punched it as a concept.
Dude, the Maestro, one of fucking the iterations of Hulk, travels through the multiverse, destroying everybody.
Yeah, he did. He did. Maybe Maestro.
Yeah. Definitely Maestro. Come on now.
It's just, I hate the fact that most of these conversations can be so fun, but then when someone throws in Superman, it's just like, that's the way it goes.
Well, dude, in the comic book universe, I'd take Batman over Superman.
It's happened.
Twice.
Yeah, it's happened, yeah.
Two different fucking... Because one of my friends told me about a storyline. My friend Danny was super fucking into, like, anime and fucking DC, like, specifically Justice League and all the iterations. And, like, Magic the Gathering. It was some card game like that.
I have a dark past with that stuff.
Oh, but, dude, he was also super hood.
I've met a few.
He's part of a fucking an MC. He's like just a legit motorcycle club. Most of them drive, I think, rice burners. But dude, he's fucking tatted up. He has a Tampa Bay or a TB tatted real big in his chest with like the skyline behind it, like his entire chest piece. He's from Town and Country. He's like TC tatted on him. He's fucking covered like black dude, like super hood. But dude got super deep with me. But he said the Justice League, they go to like an alternate universe where everybody's evil except for Batman. And Batman's already captured the entire Justice League solo. And then when the regular Justice Leagues come, he doesn't know that they're good, so he captures all of them too.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and then somebody else told me there's one where he just snaps or something and fucking ends up wrangling them all for some reason. I can't remember.
Yeah. He also came up with the plan to finally kill Darkseid at the end of the whole Justice League story.
Yeah, he's badass, dude.
Yeah. It was, he was the one that came up with it, executed it. Everybody died. But so did Darkseid, finally.
Are you looking forward to or dreading Batman v Superman?
Well, I'm looking forward to. DC's my weak part. Like, I know some stuff, but not a whole lot of stuff. Marvel's, everything I know.
Yeah, I skew towards the X-Men and then kind of branch out from there so far as the Avengers. But I do research, though, now. Because I'll get stoned and I play Marvel Contest of Champions on my phone.
Oh, I've done that, yeah.
Yeah, so like I'll start playing that. And they introduce such fucking random characters. Like Guillotine and fucking Black Bolt and fucking who else did they introduce that's super random? They have like two or three different iterations of Captain Marvel or Miss Marvel. Like just really weird shit. But like sometimes it'll be like Luke Cage, they introduced Luke Cage, but they also introduced like Netflix Daredevil.
I love it.
Yeah, so they have like two Daredevils on there. One's Netflix version and one's like the just all red suit. They have two different Cyclops versions. two different Wolverines. They have like Old Man Logan. Like it's fun, but you.
I heard that's gonna be what the third movie's gonna be.
What?
Old Man Logan for Wolverine 3.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose so. I suppose it'd be easier. But doesn't he go?
Probably with Hugh Jackman, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're going to go with Hugh Jackman. But yeah. For some reason, I thought he was back to being or having bone claws, but he wasn't. I don't know why I thought that.
Who knows what they're going to do with it, though.
Yeah. What did you think of the Wolverine prequels?
I thought they're all right, except for that travesty that they did with Deadpool, but they're all right. They did what they needed to do, yeah. Except for that latest one, The Wolverine. That was.
Yeah, with the fucking Silver Samurai.
He tackled it?
Yeah.
He weighs 300 pounds at most, and he tackled it, and it went down. He tackled a goddamn Gundam.
Yeah. Oh, way to mix
universe. No, he didn't. Oh, and that god-awful Asian lady character at the beginning with the sword. And she said
she sees in the future.
It's called the Separator, as in limb from body. And like, oh, is that what swords do?
Yeah.
Thanks for explaining.
She was kind of cute, but it seemed like her fucking eyes were really big.
I cut it off like 40 minutes in. Like, I tried to get
it. Oh, really?
Yeah, because they had that guy from The Last Samurai that kicked the shit out of Tom Cruise. He was in it, and I wanted to see what he did, and he just got steamrolled by Wolverine.
Yeah, dude, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. Yeah. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. The first one was better.
I guess I could tolerate it if I could talk throughout the movie with friends.
Well, with the new one, like you said, they might do Old Man Logan. I heard they were going rated R, so that could be really good.
Yeah, I'm coming back for that.
Yeah, that'd be fucking amazing.
Yeah, definitely. He doesn't do a bad job. It's just what they have him do. It's just why.
I am kind of excited for fucking for Age of Apocalypse too.
Yeah, now that he doesn't look like Ivan Ooze anymore.
Did they change it?
Yeah, they changed it because there's so much internet hate, and they're like, all right, touche.
About him looking like the guy from fucking Power Rangers?
Yeah, it really just made him blue, and then surprisingly, that made a big difference.
Really?
Yeah, because he was purple. He was purple as shit.
I'm trying to remember. Like, his overall suit looked like him still.
Yeah,
but he was blue in the one iteration that I watched, the cartoon series I watched where I got introduced to him.
He just is blue.
Yeah. Well, I've seen him in a couple different shapes and sizes, but it's always blue.
Yeah, he's a shapeshifter, so.
Changes his suit and shit.
Yeah.
But he's always so badass.
Yeah, he is.
Like,
I was surprised that they're not doing Cable in that, but I guess they're bringing him in Deadpool. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Two things, because that reminded me real quick of something else. But when the first X-Men movie came out, like however long ago that was, like the one way back with Patrick Stewart and shit, introducing Magneto and all that. When that one came out, I was talking to somebody, and I was like, so, dude, now that they caught Magneto or whatever, at the end of that one, they caught him.
Yeah.
I'm like, now that they caught Magneto, they need to fucking bring an Apocalypse. When are they going to bring an Apocalypse? And they're finally bringing an Apocalypse.
15 years later.
Yeah, right?
But you got to be thankful that they're bringing him now, because if they did him before, we would laugh at it now. It would look like shit.
Yeah, it is going to be pretty fucking fantastically done.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the Hulk was so well done in Avengers 2.
Oh, it was beautiful.
It was the best one yet. And I didn't hate any of the other ones either.
I hated the first one. Loved the Nortons. But, Ruffalo. Is that how you say his name? Ruffalo?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, That's what we'll go with.
He does a great job with it.
Yeah, dude, he was really good. See, maybe it's just I like all fucking superhero movies. Because I even liked Green Hornet. Or not Green Hornet, Green Lantern. But I did like Green Hornet. But I like Green Lantern, too.
Yeah, Green Hornet wasn't bad. It really wasn't.
I mean, it got shit on.
It did.
Hard.
It did.
Hard.
Well, it had horrible, like, it's just like, it interrupts the movie, like, we're going 3D now.
Oh, what?
The screen would go red, and, like, little targets would come up, and Green Hornet.
Oh, yeah.
And then, it's just like that, there was no way that made sense in the movie for what they already did, because it was like very plain.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right, now the screen's red.
Yeah.
We got targets. I don't know what they're trying to do.
I don't know. I like that dude, though, that played Kato. He was in a couple other dope-ass kung fu movies.
Yeah, I didn't see him again. I mean, what is he in?
He was in...
Wait, is that thing with, like, kung fu soccer or something?
No. He was in a... Well, this isn't a kung fu movie, but he was in the G.I. Joes. He plays Storm Shadow.
Oh, okay. That's him. All right.
And he was in... I think he was in... No, that wasn't him in that. What the fuck? I literally just had it in my head, but I'm high, and I can't remember. Anyway, but yeah, he's been in a couple other things. He's pretty cool. I like him.
I'll Google him.
Yeah. Who do you think should play Cable?
Cable? Oh, most likely that guy from the Avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that... He knew about Cable when they announced Apocalypse, and they're not putting Cable in it, so that just... That makes me think that, like, oh, they're doing Apocalypse, and he just already knew about Cable.
Yeah.
And he probably already likes the character. And that always, like, is proven to work out better. Like, when they actually, like, know the character.
Yeah.
And he's not as big as he should be, but...
Dude, he's pretty buff, dude. He was,
yeah, but people
he
are
was
saying,
jacked.
Like, yeah, people are arguing for Steve Nash, though.
Kevin Nash.
Or Kevin Nash. Or Steve Nash. Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. Oh, that's a basketball player.
Oh, okay.
Wow, really? You don't even watch basketball. Anyway, I watch Kevin. I
for
watch
emotional basketball. Reasons, I don't watch basketball.
I was one that posted that about Kevin Nash, and I could see it because Kevin Nash.
He looks like it.
He's massive, but he's too big. Is what you're saying?
No, I just don't see him like taking the script and like you know making it work.
He's not bad. I'm trying to think. I mean. The only thing I can think of really is Longest Yard. I mean, he had a small part in John Wick and a small part in Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, it's just, Cable is one of the few mutants I give a shit about. And I just see the guy from Avatar doing it better. I could be wrong.
I don't know. I mean,
Kevin Nash could just pull an Oscar-worthy performance out of it.
I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. The only problem, like, Kevin Nash has kind of put his body through some shit, so I don't know how much he could really... do, like, stunt-wise and how much would have to be double, and as big as he is, it'd be hard to find an appropriate stunt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's just, it's hard to get his, like, knee above his belly button or something.
Yeah, like, he's pretty fucked up. Like, he's been wrestling and putting his body through shit a long time.
Yeah, he is.
Like, last time I saw him on the ring, he looked really stiff. I mean, actually, he looked better than I thought he would, but he was still pretty stiff. Like, his legs have gone through hell.
I don't want to break up your momentum, but it's getting a little late.
Yeah, because I had to pause earlier. We've been going a little, I think, what are we at here? Hour 17, that's about right. I can't, ooh, shit, knocking microphones around. Yeah, I can't do another 2.5 hour podcast. We had to start this one a little bit later than we usually do. Because Will was doing other business shit. I'm sure promoting the podcast, all right?
No, just working my other job.
Oh. All right, well, still important shit.
Still important. Yeah. Had to be done.
Keeps the bills on, keeps us doing this. Plug social media, plug dates, plug what you got, buddy.
Mostly just the Winter Circle in Lakeland. If there are any comics listening, it's actually a really good room. And then if you do well there, you might get hosting gigs at the other Winter Circle that's down the street.
Word. And where's that at in Lakeland? Like an area? Just Lakeland, that's all you know.
Florida Avenue, way up there, so in the Ramada Inn, right next to the I-4.
All right, so there you go. Other comments?
Thursdays at 8.
What's your social meds?
Just Jack Johnson on Facebook, really.
Really, no Twitter, no Instagram?
Nah. I should. I really should. But.
Yeah, oh, which reminds me, I got to take a picture of us before we do this so I can put it on my Instagram because I do that shit.
All right.
Pretty pointless.
I didn't say that.
Oh, no, I am.
oh, damn.
Well, no, it's funny. It's fucking hilarious. Like, apparently, I didn't realize how many people that I know were on Instagram. Because I just started it recently. Like, within the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks. And, like, as soon as I signed up for it, it was just constant notifications for, like, a week of just people like, holy fuck, they're on Instagram. And, like, because I shared a picture or two on a Facebook. And they're just like, oh, follow. I was like, god damn. I followed them all back. And my friends, I was like, oh, I just didn't realize all these people I knew were on Instagram.
Yeah, I should really do that. I should actually, like, give a shit about that stuff. Yeah. I tried Twitter once, and I'm just like, I'm going to say something now. I don't know what the fuck. Because it feels like there's a conversation already going on Twitter, and I'm just going to, like, how am I going to, like, butt in with some shit? I don't know.
No, man, just post random thoughts. One of my first tweets, and I fucked it up on this show before, and I'll probably do it again. I'm going to catch shit for it, but we're going to try it. All right. One of my first tweets is really pointless. It was, the clothes don't make the man. The child labor in China makes the clothes. Hashtag child labor. Because it was just something stupid that I thought of watching TV, smoking weed. I was like, huh.
Yeah.
And a lot of times what I'll do now is I'll check out news sites, and I'll check out, like, fucking, like I said, like TMZ and BuzzFeed. And I'll also look at, like, CNN and shit and just kind of see what's going on and try to write funny shit, real quick little quibs or whatever's in the news. Not, like, I'm not a huge topical comic, but just as, like, little miniature writing exercises just to try to stay sharp when I'm, you know, like, not sitting down actually writing material.
Right. I can understand that.
Yeah, man, it's not bad for that. I mean, don't take it seriously.
I do that too much.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Some of the shit, every once in a while, if you really want to feel good about yourself, go to YouTube and, like, watch, like, a female comics video. Like, even, like, a little two-minute clip, right? No, not that. Like, pick somebody fucking hilarious, like an Ali Wong or Eliza Schlesinger or fucking Rachel Feinstein. Fucking, she's hilarious.
Love Morgan Murphy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were talking. Oh, yeah, by the way. Oh, fuck, Netflix pearls. Almost forgot. What's your Netflix pearl?
Oh, have you seen 13 Assassins?
No. I have it queued up, but I haven't watched it.
Holy shit.
Is it good?
You got to have time. But, yeah, the last 45 minutes, it's just like, picture 300 with samurais, but way fucking better.
300 is pretty fucking good, son. That's a tall.
It makes it look like shit.
No.
I mean, the choreography in there is goddamn perfect, like, to a T. Like, no one is waiting, like, to take their turn to, like, take a swipe at the hero. Like,
yeah.
He's, like, constantly moving, doing shit. It's beautiful.
I gotta see this, man.
It's just people dying with honor all fucking day.
Oh, I gotta see that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm definitely gonna watch that. Now, I have it queued up because I saw it and I was like, yeah.
It's gonna be in about an hour and 45 minutes till it gets there.
But once it does.
It's interesting all the way through. It's really deep characters and shit. Like, if you're like a Game of Thrones kind of person, then you can get into it.
But, yeah, I'm not. Talked about this before, dude.
Oh, no.
Look, I was too far behind and I was thinking about getting into it. And then one of my friends showed me a clip with Jason Momoa because we were talking about Aquaman. He looks badass, but
yeah,
we were talking about Aquaman, and I was like, yeah, fucking Jason Momoa is badass. I loved him in Conan. And he's like, oh, yeah, check this shit out. And he shows me a clip of him on Game of Thrones on, like, YouTube. And he just, like, destroys this dude. He's super bad. Like, he pulls out his knives and then drops his knives off to the side.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm still going to kill you. He says something about fucking his mother and then, like, rips the dude's throat out with his bare hands. I'm like, holy fuck, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But then he's like, my boy was like, yeah, and he dies at the end of the season.
Yeah.
First season. And I was like, well, then fuck that, dude. You just showed me my favorite character and told me when he died. I'm not gonna watch this show. And so I'm like, fuck it, I'm not watching it.
You'll find others.
But, alright, so 13 Assassins. My Netflix pearl is Margaret Murphy. It's like stand-up comedy special. Since you mentioned it, it reminded me. She's fucking hilarious. She looks like, Bobby, right? Yeah?
My wife,
yeah. No, well, yeah, but your name. For some reason, I was just like, I wanted to say it, and I was like, no, that's not right. Wait, yes, it is. I couldn't. But yeah, the guy here taking pictures that'll probably be on Facebook and Instagram later, his wife looks like Margaret Murphy. It's awesome. And it reminded me, like, dude, she's so hilarious. So check out Margaret Murphy comedy special. Check out 13 Assassins. Follow Jack Johnson on Facebook. Go to Winner's Circle in Lakeland. You can follow James Bailey on HaHa on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My mom's favorite podcast, HMBRadio.com, Homemade Broadcast Network. Will, tell them your social medias.
Home_made_man, Twitter, Instagram, HMB Radio on Facebook.
Yeah, is that it?
I'm good if you are, man.
All right, good podcast. Yay. I tell them scat, skittles, kebabble. Got hit with a bottle, in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses like...
This is a Homemade Broadcast Radio production.
Get more free content, including the Dallas Cowboys podcast, the Homemade Broadcast, and of course, my mom's favorite podcast with James Bailey over at hmbradio.com.